Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it. Started with AEW Dark Elevation, has an eight-man tag with the Factory's QT Marshall, Anthony Ogogo, Nick Camarado, and Aaron Solo, defeating Dark Order's John Silver, Alex Reynolds, Allen Five Angels, and Ten. At one point, QT Marshall had a chair, and Evil Uno comes into the ring and takes it away, and Aubrey Edwards catches him and ejects Evil Uno as a result of him being the one holding it. Ogogo gets the pin on Allen Angels after hitting his pop-up punch. We get a video from the AEW roster, such as Christopher Daniels, Powerhouse Hobbs, The Butcher, The Wingman, Frankie Kazarian, all pretty much talking about how thrilled they are to finally be here in Los Angeles, especially Wrestling in the Forum, which has a lot of history with sports, music, and wrestling. Frankie Kazarian defeated Serpentico. Christopher Daniels actually comes out with him to a big SCU reaction. I think this is the first time SCU's been reunited since they broke up a couple years ago. Kazarian gets the easy win with a beautiful slingshot cutter. Nyla Rose and Serena Deeb defeated Sky Blue and the debuting Miyu Yamashita. Yamashita is from DDT Wrestling. She recently had some matches for Prestige Wrestling over here in Portland. I actually got to see her wrestle one time against Maki Ito when DDT had a Come to America show back in 2019. Good match here with Deeb making Blue submit to the Serenity Lock. Hopefully we'll see more Yamashita here. We get a great promo from Sunny Kiss talking about how proud she is to be herself here in AEW and to represent, especially for Pride Month. And Death Triangle defeated Cesar Bononi, Peter Avalon, and Ryan Nemeth of the Wingmen. Fun match here with Penta pinning Avalon after they hit the double team Fear Factor. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark, had Lance Archer defeated Aaron Solo pretty easily with the blackout. Christopher Daniels making a rare wrestling match here, defeated Steve Andrews. It makes sense with the show being in California. That's actually Daniels' only second match since SCU disbanded. The first one being the day that Tony Khan announced the purchase of Ring of Honor, and he had the impromptu match with Daniels and Bryan Danielson. Daniels gets the win easily here and quickly with the best moonsault ever. Marina Shafir defeated Sky Blue in a pretty good quick match here. Shafir winning with the submission that she calls greedy, which is trapping the arm, leg, and head. But Sky Blue looked pretty good in defeat. Ortiz gets his first singles victory here in AEW and only his third singles match in the company, beating Serpentico with the Tiger Driver ahead of his hair versus hair match with Chris Jericho on Road Rager next week. Tony Storm defeated Zeta Zhang easily with the Storm Zero. We get a similar promo that Sonny Kiss had on Monday. This one from Anthony Bowens, talking about how he is so happy to be himself here in AEW. Tony Schiavone has an interview with Ortiz ahead of the hair versus hair match, and he pretty much talks about Chris Jericho and how he'll take off the rest of his hair after we already saw his bald spot at the Anarchy in the Arena match. In the main event here, Max Caster, Austin Gunn, and Colton Gunn of the Gunn Club defeated John Silver, Alex Reynolds, and 10 of the Dark Order. Caster's freestyle says that the Dark Order members are dropping like flies. He talks about that's the reason why Stu Grayson left, and then he says the Dark Order uses Android. I think he just said that so he could rhyme it with Ass Boys. Dark Order had the match pretty much won here until Colton hits Reynolds with Anthony Bowen's crutch at ringside, and Austin gets the pin on Reynolds. We go to NXT UK, has Von Wagner defeated Sam Gradwell with the version of an angle slam. A pretty hard-fought match here. Zaya Brookside and Eliza Alexander were making their way into the PC when a male bumped into them and challenges Alexander to a match. Mark Andrews was heading to the parking lot, and he saw that Kenny Williams was messing with his car, so they start brawling ahead of their match next week. We also see Tiger Turan in the background kind of lurking on as they're fighting. Stevie Turner defeated Angel Hayes pretty easily with the Mass Effect. Shaw Samuels and Noam Dar cut a promo backstage saying that Damon Kemp and Wolfgang aren't the real tag team, and the odds say that they cannot beat them. And the main event here for the NXT UK Tag Team Championships, Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter defeated the champions of Mustache Mountain, as well as D'Familia in a triple threat match here. Really good match here. I definitely recommend it. A great match even. And the ending comes with Trent Seven teasing using the title to hit Ashton Smith, just for Tyler Bate to pull it away from him, distracting him enough for Smith to roll up Seven for the pin and become new NXT UK Tag Team Champions. I highly recommend this match. And after the match, Mustache Mountain had a little bit of a blow up, and Trent Seven walks out on Bate. So I'm not sure if this is the end for Mustache Mountain or what. We go to Impact Wrestling. On Before the Impact, Alicia Edwards defeated Renee Michelle with her neckbreaker that she calls Delish. After the match, Masha Slamovic comes out and hands Alicia an envelope, which we'll find out later on what that envelope is. Mia Yim defeated Savannah Evans. Deonna Purrazzo joined Tom Hannafin on commentary for this match as Matthew Raywalt was getting ready for his match tonight. Tasha Steelz tries to get involved ringside, but Jordan Grace stops her as Yim hits Eat Defeat for the win. Backstage, we see Shark Boy trying to talk to Eddie Edwards about showing a little respect for Impact, but Edwards pushes Shark Boy against the wall until the returning Wildcat Chris Harris from America's Most Wanted, TNA alumni, returns and tells Edwards to cut it out, and he challenges Edwards to a match. We see the Influence bumping into Rosemary backstage, and they try to cheer her up after what happened to Havoc last week, and they try to give her some makeup, and she doesn't accept it, and then the rest of the Decay come in after them to scare off the Influence. Kenny King defeated Blake Christian. Trey Miguel was on commentary for this match. In this match, Kenny King put up his ultimate X spot at Slammiversary, but he gets the victory in a really fun match here. And they announced that Jack Evans will be returning to Impact fresh off his AEW stint, and he'll be the fifth participant in the Ultimate X match at Slammiversary. There's still, I want to believe, one mystery spot left for that match. W. Morrissey and Bhupinder Gujjar were talking backstage until they noticed that PCO was just slamming stuff, doing PCO stuff, whatever he does. Rich Swann defeated Matthew Riewoldt with the Phoenix Splash as they showed Swann had just beat Matt Cardona for the Digital Media Championship in Las Vegas recently. And then we find out backstage what was in the envelope, and it was a picture of Alicia crossed out, and Giselle Shaw walks in on Alicia and tells her that means that Masha is going to kill her. The Good Brothers come out and say that they have won titles everywhere they've been to, and they will do the same when they fight the Briscoes at Slammiversary. They then cut the promo. They cut to a promo of the top 10 moments of the Good Brothers here in Impact, and the top six are the same thing. They just show the Briscoes getting beat by the Good Brothers over and over and over again until the Briscoes finally come out and interrupt the video, and they get into the Good Brothers' face and said they couldn't cut it in the farm if they wanted to, and they keep talking trash about each other, and then they start brawling until the Good Brothers make the escape. We go backstage where Josh Alexander cuts a promo on Eric Young until he gets jumped by Violent by Design, and they start brawling. Alexander then asks for a match with Joe Doring next week, in which Scott D'Amore grants. Matt Taven and Mike Bennett of Honor No More defeated Heath and Rhino. Eddie Edwards joins commentary for this match, and he was complaining that he doesn't have a spot on Slammiversary. Bennett gets the pin on Rhino after hitting the climax. The rest of Honor No More come in after the match, and they all keep attacking Heath and Rhino with chairs until the Motor City Machine Guns and Frankie Kazarian come out for the save. And then Rhino, they pretty much have an angle here where Rhino gets stretched out after they crushed his ankle in a chair. They showed him being stretched into an ambulance after the match, and then Scott D'Amore makes a match for Slammiversary for Honor No More versus Motor City Machine Guns and Kazarian. And he tells them to find two more partners as long as they have a history with Impact. So we'll see who these two mystery partners are for Team Impact. In the main event here, Moose and Steve Macklin defeated W. Morrissey and PCO. The finish came with PCO and Moose spilling to the outside while Macklin hit the crosshairs on Morrissey, followed by the DDT for the pin. Macklin and PCO kept rolling after until Moose speared PCO. The lights go out when they come back on. Sammy Callahan's in the ring, and he takes out Moose with a bat. And it's been reported that this could possibly be W. Morrissey's final match in Impact. We go to NWA USA as the debuting Anthony Andrews defeated Gustavo Aguilar with a power slam. Alex Taylor and Jeremiah Plunkett of the Ill-Begotten defeat the new team of Rough and Ready, which is Deontay and Devin Graves, who have showed some matches recently in NWA. And the Ill-Begotten gets to win after a little bit of distraction from Danny Deals. And a no disqualification match, main event, Gags the Gimp defeated Magic Jake Dumas. The match had a bunch of Gimp stuff, a bunch of Magic stuff, and then Gags gets to win with Slice Bread number 2. NWA Power, this is the go-home show before their Always Ready pay-per-view. The show starts with Tyrus trying to sell his last copy of his book to a kid, but then he wants $1,000 for it, and the kid does not have that. So then Tyrus issues a slam challenge, not against the kid, but against, as he said, a distant relative to Andre the Giant, and he has accepted it, and he will see that match later tonight. Nick Aldis defeated Brian Myers. Myers making his NWA debut. Aldis wins here by submission with the cloverleaf. This is ahead of his, I guess, match with Matt Cardona. I'm not sure what's going on now that he just had surgery, but he has vowed that he will be there on this weekend, so we'll see what happens. And then we go to the Slam Challenge as Tyrus defeated Casey Rocks, an enhancement talent here in NWA. Tyrus actually wins by disqualification after Casey kind of got enough of this and kicks him down low after the match. Tyrus destroys him until Mims comes out for the save, and he tries to slam him, but Tyrus takes him out, and then Scion runs out, and it looks like he's about to save Mims, but he ends up taking out Mims instead, and then Scion embraces with Tyrus and Austin Idol. In the main event here, Kylan King and Missa Kate defeated Camille and Kenzie Page, with Kylan pinning Kenzie after the Excalibur. This is ahead of her match with Camille at Always Ready. I will have a report for that show as well on postwrestling.com, so check that out on Saturday. We go to NXT Level Up as Fallon Henley defeated Brooklyn Barlow with a Shining Wizard. Henley looked impressive in this one. This is Brooklyn Barlow's only second match here on Level Up. Tatum Paxley defeated Sloane Jacobs with a pretty impressive electric chair into a powerbomb jackknife pin combo. And Idris Nofe and Malik Blade defeated Dante Chen and Javier Bernal. Blade pins Bernal after they hit a double team assisted stunner. We go to New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, has Keita and Yuri Uemura defeated Kevin Blackwood and Lucas Riley. Uemura gets the pin on Riley after a Frankensteiner into a roll-up. Chris Bay and El Phantasmo of the Bullet Club defeated Christopher Daniels and Alex Zane, with El Phantasmo pinning Zane after a super kick. And then Tomohiro Ishii defeated Big Damo with a brainbuster in a really hard-hitting match. Definitely check this out. This is actually a rematch from their first encounter in 2015 for RevPro, where Damo actually got the victory in that one. On WWE Main Event, we had R-Truth defeated T-Bar with the Attitude Adjustment after pretty much doing all of John Cena's moves during the match. Kind of funny. I'll kind of hope they have a little interaction when John Cena makes his return. And then Apollo Crews defeated Akira Tozawa. Crews actually comes out without Commander Aziz because he says he wants to prove that he can win on his own. And then Crews gets to win after catching Tozawa off the top rope and hitting a Samoan drop for the win. Maybe this is the last of Apollo Crews we'll see on Main Event, at least for a while, now that he's doing, an excursion to NXT 2.0. The WWE Network editions of the week were an episode of WXW We Love Wrestling number 30, ICW Fight Club, and Progress Wrestling's Roy Johnson Everything Patterned London, which had talents such as Jonathan Gresham, Trish Adora, Holiday, just to name a few. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.